Alrighty. So we're doing now the next Gemara, which gets into this like a Chatzi Lasham Chatzi Lacham. So it's Tesvav Mabez, Tana Rabbanan. So it starts off with a little story. Okay, nice little story. And it works its way into the sugya. So I guess it's, I counted this once, right? Is it nine lines, ninth white line or something? And that's what I'm based? Yeah. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Ma'aseh Rebbe Eliezer. Shehayeh Yoshev Dosh Kol Yom Kulo. So this is Rebbe Eliezer. Okay, keep that in mind. He's Rebbe Eliezer. We're going to get to that. But it's important to who it is. So he was sitting and giving shir Kol Yom Kulo. Vehilchas Yantif. It was on Yantif. He's giving shir all day long. Vehilchas Yantif. Okay. So Yatzah Kas Roshona, so the first group of people left. Yeah, it's too much, you know. This happens, right? Sometimes the Rebbe gives it, you know. Okay. Just don't do it today, please. So Amar, Halalu Bale Piston. So Piston, as Rashi says, is Chavios Gedolos. They're big like jugs, big barrels of wine. Higinu Lachem Ba'anamolin. So there's all kinds of like, it's like some sort of cocktails. So basically, I know, they're the guys who are the big, the keggers. The keggers are the guys who, they must have got kegs prepared for them of all this cocktail, and that's why they're going out so quickly. In other words, they're basically people, they're guys who are very into the physical, and they're not really, they don't have the energy or the head. Focused to learn Torah. So when they'll come to the shir, they're not going to come to the shir, but you know, after a little bit, the beer starts, the wine starts calling them. Okay, so basically, you know, he's, I guess, putting them down. Okay. Then, Kas Shnia, so then a little bit later, you know, some of them guys held that a little longer, but then the second wave of guys left. Amar Halal Balik Chavios. So these are the guys of the Chavios. Chavios are, I think they say they're smaller. It doesn't say here. But they're like smaller. Smaller than the cocktail, than the big kegs, but they're whatever. Smaller mini kegs. Okay, these are these guys. Kashlishas, I'm Halalik Adin. These are guys who are, you know, drugs. Revias, Halalik Dinim. So small, I think a smaller thing, Kashkamishas. Halalikosos, these are the guys who drink cups of wine. Cups, cup guys. It's chilu kashishas latzeis. So basically, you get the point. They started going slowly. Started leaving, and each time he's you know, digging on them that they're basically into the physical. But I guess a little less than the previous guy. The guys who are really the party maniacs, they're leaving right instantaneously. The guys who just are a little bit into their wine are leaving. You know, they're leaving later. So it's chilu kashishas. It's interesting. They left even though he was giving these digs. You know, they didn't know they can get the point.
Maybe he made them after they left.
Yeah, I know, but after the first guy left, the second guy must have realized he was going to give a dig on them.
Especially in Amora.
Definitely the third.
Huh?
Especially in Amora. This is not your regular
show. No, this is a
Tana.
Yeah.
Right,
a Tana. So Stilikas uses lots. So the six groups started going out. Started getting, you know, started like collecting their knapsacks, you know, putting on their jackets, you know, pretending they're a little cold, but, you know, getting ready to make the dash when he looks away. So, Omar, Halalu Balameira. These guys are the cursed ones. These are cursed ones. Okay. Nasnan Enav Vitalmida. So he put his eyes, he started looking at the Talmidim, the other guys, the guys who were still remaining there. His chilu pnei mishtanim, so their face started turning colors. Amar lahem b'nei lo lachem ani amar, I don't mean you guys are the Bali Meira, the cursed ones. Elo la lalu. Rather, it's for these six guys who, you know, started getting up. She yotzu, shemenichin chai olam v'osmu chai shah. Because they're putting aside the chai olam, and they're in the which is like the life of the eternal, and involving themselves in the life of the moment. Okay? The lives of the moment. And in the time when they were leaving, when they were finished the shir, Amar Lahem, he said to them, go out and eat good food and drink good drinks and send gifts to people. Right, and it is the day is Kadosh Lashem, and don't be sad because the joy of God is your helper, or is your strength. It's funny. So he just, after all, is you know, saying these guys were leaving because they're involved in the physical, and now he's saying, "Oh, go out and enjoy the physical." Right, but presumably it's because it was over. I mean, that's, you know.
So what's
in the Rashi?
What?
Rashi. Did Hashem was over? Yeah, Rashi. So Rashi. It says, Halol Bala Meira. So the question is, why is he saying on the last guys who leave, these are the Bala Meira, these are the cursed guys? What about the first and the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth? It's one thing to call a guy a kegger, it's another to call him cursed. Cursed, it seems to be worse than it.
Because this guy's leaving. Let's say the shiur's going to end in 15 minutes. He's leaving 15 minutes early.
At least he stayed for the first 6 hours.
Because he's not leaving for any good reason.
The reason he wants to drink.
He's leaving because he wants to eat. Or
and the first guys?
Physical.
What are the first guys?
Same thing.
Oh, but it's not the
however, they left at... They didn't really... they weren't staying there.
Right, so they're much worse.
Right, these later guys are much worse.
Why?
Because they weren't really because they weren't really staying there for the learning. They were staying there just because it's a nice thing to do or whatever.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they're staying there for learning, but it got too much. The pressure got too much. They couldn't handle it anymore. But they stayed. At least they managed to stay. They're not so such. I mean, there's a level. It's going down and down and down and down. So you see, he's holding. Is the first guys were the worst. I mean, then the second guys are a little lower, and then all of a sudden, the last guys get the cursed guys. But we don't have to come up with our own answer. The Rashi and Tosfos deal with this, or the Rashi and the Aruch. Yeah, the Aruch here says on the side there. Ha'aruch ve'aruch pat pirish balei me'ira ein lahem klum. They don't have anything. They didn't fulfill Simchas Yontov, because basically they were waiting all the way till the end. Below Mitzvah Space Medrash, Shikrayotu, nor did they fill the Mitzvah Space Medrash, because that they left early, they left before it was over. So it's like, what are these guys? They're neither here nor there. At least they want to do Simchas Yontov. I mean, we'll see. I think this makes a little more sense with the Rebbe Elazar Shita we'll get to. But basically they're neither here nor there, they're just conflicted. These are really the worst guys. They can't enjoy anything. They can't enjoy they can't do the Simchas Yontov. They can't do the Talmud Torah, the Beis Medrash. At least those other guys, they realized they don't have to hear the shiur. So they went out and they enjoyed themselves. You guys aren't holding, you don't hear the punchline. So you just, what are you doing? So you didn't enjoy yourself. You're just sitting there. I guess that's kind of what you're going. It's like, what are they doing? Like, what do you leave before the punchline of the shiur? So what were you doing this whole time? You're just like, were you into the shiur? Were you not into the shiur? At least if you're into it, you might as well just go out and enjoy yourself.
I'm saying
this is a good reason. Right, it's true. Like the first guys, it's like, look, they're kegers. He's not necessarily saying that they're. He's just saying that that's who they are. They're like a guy, a certain guy. He's just not shy to sit in a shiur all day long. He's not saying like they're a shayim. He's just saying is they're lower people. They're people who are balei nefesh. They're people who are rooted in the physical. So it's not like they're making a terrible. Like it's a terrible chayda that they leave. It's just that it's an indicative of their level. There are people who much rather go out and go get the wine or whatever before then the shiur. You know, they can't even sit 5 minutes in the shiur. Maybe they'll hear something. They're just the calling is for the physical, right? But that's the level. But these are guys apparently. These guys are just. I don't know what these guys are. These guys are just guys who are conflicted. I mean, they can't. It sounds like they're saying they're like conflicted guys. They can't really. They're not willing to enjoy the physical. Do the Simchas Yontov. But at the same time, they're not really getting the Torah. So what are they? They're staying all the way till the end. They leave right before the end. Right? I guess that's what he's saying. Rashi says a little different, right? Rashi says...
Just have a question.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, what, dedicate a whole...
Right. Okay, so let me say, you just asked a question. Why don't you say the first guys, the second guys, or whatever, also have the same problem, because they're not really filling the shiur, the learning, nor they have the full day of Simchas Yontov. So it's like neither, they're also not. I mean, it's true that the proportions are a little bit different, but what's the difference? Either way, it's, they're not doing all this nor all that. But I'm just saying is that if you have half of the Simchas Yontov, so at least you have half the Simchas Yontov. But you don't say if you're the first half of the shiur, then you have half the shiur. The first half of the shiur isn't the shiur. The shiur is about the end of the shiur and the conclusion, the whole, you know, shiur is a build-up. And if you leave before the end, it's like you're not really catching the shiur. So that's like, you're not getting that. And if you're leaving, at least if you leave halfway through, so now you have half a day, someone's yelled at. But if you leave at the very end, it's the end of the day already. So it's like you're not catching the shiur. And you don't have any time left for a meal. At least other guys still have time for a meal. But he's saying these guys are basically, it's too late. I mean, they're not going to get anything. Yeah. Could be. It's hard to know. It's hard to know the timing. And,
it doesn't really give the breakup of the timing.
Yeah, they don't give any of the timing. I'm just, you know, it seems, I'm trying to interpret from the Aruch. I don't know if I would have said this, you know.
Yeah, also, it seems like that's what he's going. He says, Rabbi Elazar says himself, go and eat and drink.
Yeah, right.
It sounds like there's
it's still some time. I know, it's true. That's true. I know. You're right. Well, listen, maybe we're kind of handicapped here because we don't know where Rabbi Elazar exactly at. I mean, maybe we'll have more to speak more intelligently about this a little bit later. Yeah, no. Okay, so they ask you, and Yonah are asking questions of you, but you see that after the shir, he told those guys to go home and have Echlu Mashan Shem Takim. So apparently it's not Mamash at the end of the day. They still could have some Sukkos Yantif. So, so what does he mean to say, so why, what's wrong with these guys? They didn't do Sukkos Yantif. The last guys. Well, they still have at least what the last guys have. So I think we have to hold off a little bit. We're not really ready. Because I think it has to do with Rabbi Elazar Shita. It's about Kulo Lashem, Kulo Lachem. I think hopefully we'll come back to this. Okay, it's a good question. I mean, these ideas are decent, but they don't really answer all the questions. But I think we're missing an important picture, part of the puzzle here. Okay? Well, let's leave the Aruch for a little bit, and let's see Rashi. Rashi, I think, has a different explanation. Halalu Bale Me'ira. And you have to be sensitive to Rashi. I mean, I think we'll notice it because we already have it. We realize the problem. There's an implicit problem in this Gemara. Why is he cursing at the last guys? What about the other guys? But if you didn't notice that problem, you wouldn't notice necessarily what Rashi's dealing with. But you'll see. Halalu Shehaya Beis HaMedrash Misrokin Me'od. The Beis HaMedrash was very empty. The Ganai Adavar. And it's like a Ganai. Like an embarrassment, disgrace, a kosher enough, and it's difficult in his eyes. So what's he saying? I think Rashi is saying is that, okay, it's one thing, look, they're not at the highest level, they're more into their taivas, they're less into the taivas, whatever, different levels of taivas, that's fine. It's one thing if you want to be into your taivas, and well, that's one thing, but here it's like a nai, it's like a bizayin of Torah. The Beis HaMedrash should be a place which is, there's a shir going on, and it's like a disgrace if everyone's walking out. And here is the Beis HaMedrash. And the place is emptying out. There's one thing, some guys leave, whatever, but as long as there's still a presence there, so you say, whatever, they're busy, whatever. But there comes a point where it becomes like a disgrace. It's like, it could be his kashmir. I mean, it just looks wrong. It could be that's what he's measuring. The way you measure it is, where is exactly the shir? I know there comes a point where it's out of control. So it's too much. And it evokes a certain response, maybe that it's like it's a disgrace, it's bothersome. It's just this is the Medrash, this is the Torah. So it could be his holding is that the last guys were the last guys. You know, and they're the ones who brought that about. So look, it may not be your fault. You say, hey, the other guys also left. Yeah, but they left and they weren't doing that. Now you have an added responsibility because the Beis HaMedrash is hanging on you. So that's just the reality. The bottom line is that's just the way it is. So if you just leave, so it's one thing. It's not just a matter of Simchas Yontif or whatever. Now it's like you're causing a design of the Torah. Torah is a disgrace now. You don't say it's all the guys all along. They left. They had the right to leave. Not every single guy has to be in the Beis HaMedrash. But they got to be someone. But yeah, okay, I forgot about that. So the question is, what's the Havmin? The last guy is, again, the sixth group left out, one out, and he says, oh, so-and-so, they're cursed. And now the guys who are left, let's say the seventh group, who was remaining, got nervous, and they thought the Rebbe was angry at them. So the Rebbe says, no, I'm not angry at you guys, I'm angry at the sixth guys who left. So the question is, what's the Havmin? Why the seventh guy is getting nervous that the Rebbe's angry at them? They're staying in there. He's five guys. They all keep leaving. He keeps saying, making comments about them. And all of a sudden, sixth group leaving, and now he's angry at the guys who are staying? Like, what kind of Havmin is that? So Rashi addresses that. He says, Kesurim she koes al kas shishas mimnesh ichar ulatzes. He thought that he was getting angry at the sixth. Why is the sixth group getting such bad treatment? Because they're leaving so late. Because they stuck around until so long. The culture getting later certainly isn't getting angry at us. We're sticking around even longer. So he knew that they were getting angry at the sixth. He apparently was clear he was getting angry at the sixth group. But was it because they were leaving the Torah? Or is it because they stayed too long?
So basically they...
The question I think is just straight is, so what, Rashi's saying is they thought maybe that they were, he was upset because they were staying too long. Yeah, first of all, Yehuda's saying is, you see from his all the comments all along is that it's good to stay. It's bad to leave. Right? It's bad because you're involved in Taiva. So now all of a sudden they think maybe he's changing his mind and he's saying you should have left earlier. And anyways, what do you mean they should have left earlier? He's giving a shiur. Well, who are you? He, Rabbi Elazar, is giving the shiur. What are they thinking? He's getting angry that they're staying so long. What does he want them to walk out in the middle of the shiur? And he's getting angry that they're staying too long and learning Torah? Like, what does that even mean? And he'll say, oh, because of Yantif, because Simchas Yantif. Well, stop giving shiur, Rabbi Elazar. He's just giving shiur. He's learning Torah. So what, he's getting angry at them for staying? Why is he getting angry at them for staying? He's staying and he himself is staying. So what do they think? They think that he's getting angry at them for learning Torah and not doing Simchas Yantif. He's not doing Simchas Yantif. So we're gonna leave that question for now. Maybe we'll come back to it. Okay. So it says, okay. So let's see. Amarmar, right? Okay, so Amarmar. Amarmar, Shemenichem Chai Olam. So Amarmar means it's like referencing back to the part of the Braisa that it was previously quoting. Okay, and now it's going to take, you know, it's like a quote. It's like in quotes. Amarmar the following. Shemenichem Chai Sha Chai Olam Osu Chai Sha. That part of this Braisa. We're going to ask on that. Okay, he can criticize them because they're leaving the Chaya Olam, the world of the eternal, for the world of the fleeting. What's he getting upset at them? They're not leaving because they want to be involved in pleasure. It's Simchas Yantif. Simchas Yantif is a mitzvah. That's also Chaya Olam. So it's one thing if it's a regular day and they're leaving for Shir, but here they're leaving for the mitzvah Simchas Yantif. So maybe there's Zahir mitzvahs. They're just very careful about the mitzvah Simchas Yantif. And they're leaving because they don't want to miss that mitzvah. So who's to say? I mean, there's a mitzvah of learning, but there's also a mitzvah Simchas Yantif. So what's he getting upset at them for leaving? It's not like they're just going to, they're not, how do you just say they're Balei Taiva? Is Simchas Yantif a Balei Taiva? If a guy enjoys the Simchas Yantif, that's not Balei Taiva, that's a mitzvah. You're supposed to enjoy Yantif. It's Simcha Lashem. Right? So that's what I asked. So how's the? It's interesting. Like, is his question on the fact that he got upset at any of these guys, the Balei Taiva, or is it just because he's saying Shemenich Chai Olam Osim Chai Shah? So it sounds like it's almost on the wording of it. They call it Chai Shah. You can't call it Chai Shah. Call it you know, this world. It's a mitzvah. So what's Yantav? Yeah. So what does it say? He says my answer is no. Well, the answer of the time, I. Tamar Simchas Yantif Rishas. He holds Simchas Yantif is a Rishas. It is optional. The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein lo la'adam b'yantif ella, o ochal v'shosa o yoshu v'shana. All a person should do on Yantif is either he should sit and eat and drink, or he should sit and learn. He could choose. One or the other. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chalkeu, Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hashem. He says he split the day, 50, half and half. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishneh Mekrecha Darshu. They both learn now from the same psikim. Kosvechad Omer Hatzaras Hashem Lekecha. One pasuk says it should be Hatzaras, a yantif for La Hashem. Chosvechad Omer Hatzaras Tiyalachem. It should be an Hatzaras for you. Okay, so is it Lashem or is it Lachem? Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer Savar, O Kul Hashem, O Kul Lachem. So you have a choice. So there are two different things, two psakim, can be both. So you decide, you can choose. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, okay, Chatzi Yol Hashem, Chatzi Yol Lachem. Split it, 50-50, half Lashem, half Lachem, you get a fulfill them both. Okay, so basically, so Rabbi Eliezer is of the school who holds. He's the one who holds that you have a choice. Okay, he doesn't go chatzi chatzi. He holds it's a choice. So you have a choice. You could either learn all day or you could drink all day. So the guys who left are basically the guys who are. There's no mitzvah. You don't have to do Simchas Yantif. You could choose. So now these guys are choosing to fulfill to do the lacham. they're choosing to do to involve themselves in the plaza where they could have just sat and learned all day. So therefore, he's attacking them. Right, but if Rabbi Elazar would have held by chatzi chatzi, then still there's a mitzvah, it's an obligation, and then he couldn't have got upset at them. Right, so that's why who is this suggesting? Morris, maybe? Who is saying? And maybe Rabbi, they got nervous, they thought Rabbi Elazar held that they don't hold like him. Maybe they really don't hold like Rabbi Elazar in this regard. So they would hold something as a mitzvah. So maybe that's why he'd be getting upset at them for sticking around so long, because they're neglecting the mitzvah of Yantif. Maybe he thought that Rabbi Eliezer really held that they shouldn't have held like him. They should have held like the other shittos. He's shittei chidi. So look, Rabbi Eliezer is allowed to sit all day long because he's learning Torah. He holds by kol Hashem. But you guys don't hold that. You guys don't hold like me. You guys are just whatever. You follow them in the rove. And therefore, you should be doing mitzvah Yantif. So therefore, you guys should be doing. And maybe that's what they were nervous. They thought that that was what he was getting angry about. Perhaps. You know? So now let's before we go back to the story, so let's analyze. We have a good halacha machlokas here. I think we maybe go back to the story afterwards. So we have machlokas here, right? Pasuk du psukim. It's Tzeres Hashem HaKel, it's Tzeres Tzelachah. Is it a contradiction? Is it to you or to God? So basically, you have two solutions. One is it's either or, the other one is you split it. So, do we have any questions? One good question is, what's the machlokas? Okay. Anyone have a more pointed question? No. Okay. So you'd ask a question. It's, okay, fine. So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, let's say I choose lacha, lasham. So, what am I doing about the pasuk lacham? I mean, there's another pasuk. How do I fill that one? I mean, if I'm choosing, now what happens? When's the other one? At least lacham, I'm getting both. If Mars is asking, he says, well, so if you tell me Rabbi Eliezer holds just two choices, lacham or lasham, so they're choosing lacham, but that's a choice. It's a mitzvah. So how's the one answering? What he's saying is, why are you calling it a rishos? Well, it's a mitzvah. He says, no, he holds it's a rishos. No, but it's still a mitzvah because they're just choosing option B. There's two options. So if it was rishos, it's not rishos. It's a mitzvah. It's one of the ways to be mekayem simchas yontif. So what does that mean? It's simchas yontif rishos. Okay, good. That's a good question. That's a good question. But let's for the time being back off of the story. And just focus on the let's focus on the halacha. A problem which bothers me, it's kind of maybe included in what Yehuda is saying a little bit, but the way I'd like to say it is that it's a funny type of a thing to say there's a choice. You have a choice. And what kind of mitzvah is that? Mitzvahs don't give you choices. And what's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? Well, what's the proper behavior on Yom Tov? So I get to decide? How do I decide? How do I feel? Like, I don't know, just not a very halachic type of a thing. Where do you have mitzvahs? They give you choices. They give you options. I mean, there are two things. So two things, do them both. So what it is, two things, you just get to, each person for his own gets to decide what's the way to do it. Which is kind of like what you was asking, is that, look, if there's two things, so what about if you do one, what about the other one? But it's just like another way to ask the question. It's like, whoever heard of a mitzvah of a choice? And Torah should tell you what you're supposed to do. Right, it's just not usually a very like a free-for-all type of a thing. Torah says, oh, which malach? How many malachos? Well, it depends. You could either choose, you could have 39 or you could have 40. You don't have mitzvahs that have choices like that. Right? What's the mitzvah? Right, at least Rabbi Yeshua holds it, the mitzvah is both. So that I understand. Split. So it's both. But choices are always a funny, you don't usually have choices in mitzvahs. You can have a choice, like an expensive esrog or a non-so expensive esrog, but that's just like either a mitzvah. But here, it's like, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the two totally different mitzvahs. So now you just do two different qualitative things, right? So which one is it? So about either one, how does, right? I mean, that's funny. I guess pshat in lachem means for your body, and lashem means for your involvement in ideas about God or involvement in God's world. So of course, it's everything. So even lachem is because of the mitzvah, so it's lachem. But it means there's the world of lachem, which is the world of your physical enjoyment, and there's the world of lachem, which is the world of ideas and knowledge, Torah. So lachem means tefillah. It means your involvement in not in the physical, but in the world of ideas, the world of God, as opposed to there's the world of the physical. That's true. The reason why you're doing the physical is because God told you to, but still, it's an involvement insofar as it's a holiday. It's festive. involving your body, enjoyments, pleasures, physical pleasures. So we have questions about Rabbi Yeshua, this idea of the splitting in half. So I mean, the more, I guess, in certain sense, a more basic question for you to say is like a funny solution. So one pasuk tells you this, one pasuk tells you that. Oh, we got a good compromise. Let's split it. We don't know what to do. Might as well split it. Just sounds like a funny halachic solution, right? I mean, split it, right? It's like a compromise. It's not exactly the way halacha. The Torah doesn't say chatzi atzeres tielachem, chatzi atzeres tielasham. And this is kind of getting to Shai's question. It's atzeres. Atzeres is a yom. So you say you split the day. I mean, split. But then it's neither. I mean, the day it's not atzeres tielachem. It's not atzeres tielasham. It's a mix, right? I mean, what kind of a thing is they have half a day? Half a day isn't a day. And atzeres is it says atzeres tielasham. Atzeres tielachem. Not a boker shel atzeres tielasham and boker. You know. So what kind of a solution altogether is splitting it? There's no. The unit isn't a half a day. The unit is a day. Right? So how do you just go along and come up with a split? What kind of thing is that? Right? There are different sides of the question. You're saying, like, halakhically, what kind of thing is it? Yehuda's question is, like, what kind of... How is that a solution? It just sounds like, again... It sounds like we got this insolvable problem. It's like, Torah's contradictory, and either we compromise or whatever, I don't know, just choose. They just both sound like kind of not really great ways of dealing with an insolvable, really unsolvable problem. Right? Yeah, let me ask you another question. According to, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar, so are you allowed to eat? Let's say I go with Kulul Hashem. Am I allowed to eat? Or if I go Kulul Hashem, am I allowed to learn? Like, what does Kulul really mean?
From the story, it seems that you are.
Right, so that's a good question. So if he says Kulul, so you say Rabbi Lazar holds Kulul, and therefore he holds Simchas Yontif as Roshos. So that's why he got angry at these guys for leaving, because really it's the Rishos. Right? Why did they leave? They shouldn't have left, so it wasn't the Rishos. So, but then, when the Shira was over, he says, okay, go ahead, enjoy yourselves, go out, go have a chulamam takim, eat and drink. So what do you mean? Why is he telling them that? Isn't he holding that there's no Simchasyon, so wasn't the Rishos? Yetosis asks, he says, oh, Chol V'Shos Yosef Shona. So he holds you to one or the other. Right? He told them to go out and eat and drink. But what do you mean? I thought he says you do one or the other. Right? So what do you mean he's telling them to go out and why he's telling them to go out and drink? He says, Mishun the Sima Joshua. It's because you finished this year. So Rishayam Namil Yokumakar Joshua. He says, and every day they would eat after Shir. So basically he's saying is, after Shia, that's what they always used to do. He used to say, okay, time's up, you guys go eat now. So it was basically, that was the standard thing he'd say to them after Shia, when Shia was over. But it's saying is now, since it's Yontif, so he's saying is, because eat good food, and, you know, significant food, because of Simchas Yontif. Right, because Simchas Yontif. But the problem is, but he just said he doesn't hold by Simchas Yontif. He also doesn't hold by Rosh Hashanah. And if you do Kulul Hashem Kulul Hachem, and you're doing the Kulul Hashem thing, so then you don't have Simchas Yontif. So how's Rav Tosafot addressing this? Isn't Tosafot's question is that he holds you either eat or you drink? Right, you drink or you learn, or you learn. So he says, oh, but it's just afterwards because they finished eating. They finish here. Okay, so they finish here. So they go home and eat. So why are you eating and drinking? Why are you having a meal? Simchas Yontif, he holds the Simchas Yontif. I thought he doesn't hold by that idea. Simchas Yontif, Simchas Yontif Rishos. So now tell me Simchas Yontif is a Chiyuv. Well, so then, Simchas Yontif is a Chiyuv, so then why is he getting angry at them? But I don't know, just like funny. It's kind of like, does he hold by Simchas Yontif? Does he not hold by Simchas Yontif? That's incorrect. It seems like he does have some room for Simchas Yontif. Although it's not, you don't have to, or it's not the whole day, but look, it's still a nicer thing, it's a kiyum, it's a something. Somehow it seems to still fit into this thing, he's not averse to the whole thing altogether. But I think that's part of what we have to, when we explain his sheet, though, we're going to have to fit that in, is where, you know, I mean, at this point it's just a question, but we have a whole puzzle here, we have to figure out what Rabbi Elazar's position is, and it's kind of something we're going to have to take into account when we come up with the svar. We got a lot of questions here, so let's try to leave these questions... Hopefully we should continue tomorrow. I think tomorrow should be fine for me. So assuming that's true, so let's see if we could give some answers for tomorrow, okay?